Now, there's action happening in Lesotho. Prime Minister Tom Thabane was expected to appear in court this morning, a few days after his wife, Maizaya, appeared, and they're being charged with the murder of Thabane's wife, Dipolelo. And the top leadership of his party, the All Basotho Convention, has also met yesterday to decide who should succeed him. In fact, they gave him until the other day to step down, and he was announcing on radio yesterday that he will leave office before the end of July. Let's go to the Mountain Kingdom now and speak to EWN reporter Ntakona Ngatani. Ntakona, good afternoon to you. Thank you so much for your time. So he didn't pitch in court this morning. Why?
Well, Clement, we're hearing conflicting stories. Some come from his family, others from his office, and others from his lawyer, who doesn't know where he is at this point in time. Or he probably don't know where, or he told them he doesn't know where he is. But members of his family saying that he has attended a long-standing medical appointment in South Africa. These were speculations that have been going through since last night, that they were denied this morning. Police had said to us that they were still hoping that he would show up in court, because when they agreed with him yesterday, he brought up nothing to do with him going on any trip or any medical checkup whatsoever. But here we are, he has not appeared in court.
My goodness, I don't know, Ntakona, how should we read this? Because this is not the first time he leaves Lesotho to come in, and I say this in inverted commas, seek refuge in South Africa. Could this be him trying to avoid answering to those charges that the police want to charge him with?
But Shannon, there's nothing else that we can deduce from this apart from that. Because, I mean, obviously, if he was in South Africa, from reliable sources, we learned that he met with President Cyril Ramaphosa attempting at that point in time to preempt what the police were going to do. In other words, before they even charged him, to ask for asylum in South Africa, which he was not granted, or at least an agreement of that reached in South Africa, and to then come back and make a statement to the surprise of the special election and deputy commissioner for meeting yesterday, that was caught blindsided, really, when he made that statement. And for them to meet again today to say that, well, now that he has said the party and parliament can decide after the party, we are still going to say that he must step down today. And for him to then be expected to appear in court to at least, you know, show that he is adhering to the rule of law in the country, and to not do that, and for his lawyer to then say to us, well, we are still going to go to court and explain, and without telling us when exactly it is that he's expected to appear. The only thing that we can deduce from that is that indeed he is avoiding going to court at all.
Yeah, and I mean, what's happening now, it's almost like deja vu. His wife, Maizaya, almost did the same when the police said, come appear in court. And suddenly she found herself in South Africa. I want to ask you about the meeting that the All Basotho Convention, Tom Thabane's party, had. Was it yesterday or 2 days ago to decide on who will succeed him? What was decided there? And how complicated is it going to be for them to remain in power to lead the coalition government? The kind of instability that may come with what is happening right now.
So when the chairman turned that NEC met yesterday, it was on the step of them having given Tom Thabane an ultimatum to step down by Thursday. I believe they thought at that point in time that if he had stepped down, then they would have been able to advance and decide who should take over. However, you know that the party is still divided. There are two factions, one that supports Tom Thabane and one that supports the deputy leader, Nkosi Mahau. So we made the statement yesterday while the NEC was still in the meeting to decide who should succeed him. And he even put a time period up to July when they had said he should step down yesterday. That meant that already there were divisions. So they said again to us last night that following his statement yesterday, they would meet today. And based on what they decide today, then they would move forward. Okay. We understand that that meeting only started at 11 a.m. this morning. I don't expect that it's over yet. But we are coming out of court now when we've been sitting for the last 4 or 5 hours waiting for the prime minister. And some of the ministers who have called people to go and appear, they appear that they're not listening to what the NEC is doing. So in terms of whether or not the party will be united enough to elect a candidate or stand behind one candidate to succeed Tom Thabane, that does not appear to be anywhere near possible.
Ntakona Ngatani, EWN reporter, live to us from Lesotho. Thank you so much for your time.